For the second week in a row, we are given the topic of love in our readings. Last week, Maggie Breen, our region missionary, spoke of love of those who are different from ourselves and labels that we are quick to assign to people as a way to keep from having to extend ourselves in love to them. In the final chapters of the Gospel of John, Jesus is giving his followers his last words and thoughts before he ascends to the Father. His topic today in this section of the Gospel says, "As the Father has loved me, so I love you, and so should you love one another." He put these words not just in the category of nice thoughts, but as orders for his followers. You are loved, and you are to love. The Reverend Timothy Smith of the Church of the Redeemer in Atlanta, Georgia, says, What is it that matters when all else, including life itself, is said and done? What is the most compelling, the most powerful, the most enduring force in all of the cosmos? What, as we prepare both for living and dying, becomes the echoing refrain? Love. Not the normal, what do I get out of it kind of love we usually mean when we use the word. Jesus was specifically commending to his followers agape love, the unconditional and self-sacrificing love that he himself exemplifies. Smith continues, "How does one measure such love? Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends, for the beloved. Last words matter. They are precious. Of all the things Jesus may have said, he chose love and relationship, even as he chooses us in love and sends us out into the world to be love. Not a feeling or an inclination, but obedience to his commandment to choose to love others as God has chosen to love us. For us as those who claim to be followers of Jesus, this is not optional. It is fundamental and imperative for each of us. Few of us have had to experience the possibility of laying one's life down for one's friend in real practice. However, this idea is at the heart of what it means to be in military service or law enforcement. I have not served in the military or the police force, but I've heard many stories from friends who have. They've spoken of this bond of unconditional love those who serve in the military units feel for each other, a love which they instinctively know that they can depend on each other and would be willing to lay down their lives for each other. According to people who have come back from battle, the loss of this bond, the loss of this daily commitment to and connection with their fellow servicemen and women upon returning home is one of the sources of trauma and grief. The very threat of death they faced and the trusting, unconditional love they developed with their comrades cannot be replaced, even by the most loving of spouses, children, or family back home. The opportunity for most of us to know that kind of willingness to die for another is not part of our everyday life experience. The closest I think most of us come to this sense of unconditional, sacrificial love comes to us through parenthood. Next Sunday, when we remember our mothers and those who have exemplified motherhood to us, we can see parallels between Jesus' commandment of sacrificial love and the call of motherhood or parenthood in general. To be an effective parent is to live into that idea of self-sacrificial love each and every day. Having now been a parent for the past 13 years, I can honestly say that no other life experience has taught me more about what self-sacrificial life is like than being a parent. And I'm finding that as my kids move into and toward their teen years, this commandment of Christ to love unconditionally is something I have to consciously choose each and every single day. Most of us who are parents know that if the situation merited it, we would lay down our very life for our children. I have heard repeatedly from parents who've had the terrible experience of the death of a child. I wish it would have been me instead of him or her. God, as our loving parent, teaches us through his Son, Jesus Christ, the extent God is willing to go to teach us how to love. Jesus doesn't tell his disciples there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. He does it in the most horrific and painful way imaginable. Jesus models for us through the arc of his life, death, resurrection, and his returning to the Father what self-sacrificial life is all about. And this love of God is not reserved for a special few or a portion of the community. Our reading from the Acts of the Apostles this morning demonstrate that God extends his powerful, life-giving Spirit to those who no one would expect to receive the Holy Spirit. In prayer, the Holy Spirit came powerfully upon the Gentiles in the Jesus movement, a real shocker to the Jews, who thought it was only for themselves. When Peter realized God's power had come upon all the people, Jew and non-Jew alike, he said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" He quickly baptized them all, proving yet again, God breaks in where people think God will not go, or certainly where we think God won't go. This is another way of demonstrating unconditional love and challenging the world, as Maggie reminded us last week. A world ready to apply label and divisions among people. The power of God's Holy Spirit is so powerful, it refuses to remain still and breaks in with complete, total, and unconditional love. While this commandment of Jesus is universal and set within a community, it is also deeply personal and directed to each of us. As Pastor Smith says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you." It is your name, he whispers, before you're formed in your mama's womb, in the waters of baptism, around the altar, in the word, the fellowship of Christ's people. It is your name, no matter how far you may wander, that if you pause to listen, you will always hear. Listen to me, child, I love you. And now your only job is to share that love. Last words really matter. They are precious. Of all the things Jesus may have said to his disciples, he chooses love and relationship, even as he chooses you and me in love and sends us out into the world to be love. The first and the last word is love.